Chicago mayor boasts of millions given to minority businesses to feed illegal aliens. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on February 13, 2024. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, D., recently boasted of the millions of dollars given to minority-owned businesses to feed illegal aliens, asserting that it really captures the soul of Chicago. The Democrat-run city announced a partnership with a nonprofit to help with the press release described as black and brown businesses feed illegal immigrants. In partnership with the City of Chicago, over the past 8 months, the Greater Chicago Food Depository and State of Illinois invested $17.6 million in small, predominantly black and Latino-owned Chicago businesses to feed more than 10,000 asylum-seeking new arrivals. The press release further boasts about this venture in the wake of the homelessness crisis. It highlights the effort further, explaining that Chicago called on the Food Depository to help provide meals for the growing number of asylum-seeking new arrivals at city-operated shelters. Working in close coordination with the City of Chicago, the Food Depository convened a network of BIPOC restaurants and caterers to provide daily hot meals at an expanding number of shelters. It reads, providing no explanation as to why white businesses were excluded. Related, Chicago aldermen, communities at the brink of collapse due to migrant surge, we need to remain a sanctuary city. Speaking further about this effort, Johnson stated that the $17 million investment for these 18 black and brown small businesses really captures what I call the soul of Chicago. It's who we are, he added. This proud announcement from Johnson comes despite the fact that thousands of migrants are living in squalid conditions. Related, Chicago mayor on increase in most violent crime, reparations money will help. As Breitbart News reported, a report claims that the shelter is infested with rats and cockroaches, is covered in rotting food and garbage, has water quality issues, and has open sewage problems, among other issues, Chicago's WTTW reported. The complaints about the conditions at the shelter in the 2200 block of South Halstead Avenue were revealed in emails sent to Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson in October, well ahead of the incident in December when a migrant child died at Cummer Children's Hospital after he took ill in the shelter. It also comes as Johnson fails to meet his own timeline and his original 60-day limit policy on housing migrants in city-run shelters, delaying it now twice. It is now expected to go into effect in March. Related. Chicago Mayor Johnson, migrant influx not sustainable without significant federal support.